But it is time for the O-Deck with Baldy. And, of course, it's brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. Baldy, what is up?
Thank you, Elf. Again, happy pre-Thanksgiving.
Yes.
I know you're a big food guy.
Yes,
because you're already talking about bringing in your famous lobster mac and cheese.
It's coming. Friday. Lobster crab mac and cheese will be here Friday for everybody. Yes.
What's your typical Thanksgiving fare? Do you do the turkey? Because I know turkey has fallen off in a lot of places.
Now, you know what? It's funny because it's just me. And I think for the first time in my life, honestly, I'm not having Thanksgiving with my family. I'm actually going to my first ever Cowboy game Thursday against the Chiefs. And I'm saying, okay, it's just me and my lab. I'm like, turkey. So I went ahead and bought a turkey anyway.
Okay.
I bought a turkey and I stuck it in the fridge and I do the paper bag turkey. You ever done the paper bag turkey?
No.
Paper bag, like at a grocery store. You get peanut oil. You coat the inside of the bag with peanut oil. You season the turkey however you want. You stuff it however you want. And then you shove the turkey in the paper bag that's coated on the inside with peanut oil. Staple it shut. Put it in the oven, leave it on for 350, for how many hours, you're done.
What's the peanut oil supposed to do?
It coats it, it keeps it sealed, it gives it a little crisp skin to it. It's really good.
Okay.
Yeah, just a little nugget for you.
There's been pushback from part of my family that says they don't want to do turkey anymore and want to go to something like ham or prime rib, something like that. And I feel like turkey is...
You have to have a little turkey.
I get turkey one time a year.
That's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Sometimes we did it on Christmas, but now it's just one time a year on Thanksgiving, and I want my damn turkey.
Have you ever done the smoked turkey?
Have not done the smoked. What place I worked at before, a Cajun restaurant, did a Cajun fried turkey.
Ooh, okay, now I've never had the fried, but I understand it's off the charts.
It is. Fantastic.
Yeah, I hear that is fabulous. I did the company that they will deliver a turkey to you. They're famous.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them deliver my turkey last year. Not as much as I thought. It wasn't that great.
Definitely will depend on where you get it from.
I guess so, yeah.
But the more important thing, Elf, is that apparently even the main course, even the turkey or the ham or the prime rib is falling off in favor of the sides.
Okay, I don't know, falling off, okay, maybe not as popular, but the sides are big.
Yes. And
hence lobster crab mac and cheese.
Yes, and Campbell's, the soup company. Which, but they, did you see the issue that they've had?
Oh, share.
One of their executives has been asked to leave because he said their soup was for poor people.
Oh, that's not a good thing to say.
No.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And we offer our prayers to all those affected at this time. But they also put out a State of the Side report.
Okay.
And I guess this is a big poll that they do every year asking people about their choice of sides for Thanksgiving or other dishes.
Okay.
63% of Americans prefer eating the sides to the entree at Thanksgiving, which is a pretty high number for me because nobody else in my family likes the dark meat either, so I always get turkey leg to myself.
Yeah, oh,
and that's fantastic.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the dark meat.
But I still look forward to the turkey
that just became a drop.
Yeah, you don't have any other history with that kind of nonsense, do you?
All right.
I'm just kidding. No wonder you and Daddy get along so well. You all right, brother?
Okay, continue. Yeah.
Now, nearly half, 47%, admit they'd be happy with a Thanksgiving plate full of sides and nothing else. And that's, again, that's blasphemy to me. You got to have some sort of and this is for not just Thanksgiving, but every meal.
Okay.
I have to have some sort of protein. I don't know if that makes me weird,
no.
But like any kind of food, lunch, dinner, breakfast even, doesn't matter. There needs to be some kind of protein lumped in.
Like if I'm having a good sandwich, like a corned beef sandwich or even a turkey sandwich or whatever, potato salad, coleslaw or something like that on the side is a nice little compliment. But when you're talking Thanksgiving, I mean, I'm sure there's a ranking of sides, right? What's like the number one? Is it mashed potatoes or is it mashed sweet potatoes?
Okay, so this is America's favorite sides.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
As part of the report.
Right.
Number one! Should I start with one or five?
Go five!
With five. Yeah. All right. Number five, kind of a surprise. I thought this would be higher up. Green bean casserole.
You know what? Green bean casserole was thrown upon us when we were kids. Because it was an inexpensive thing to do. You get the green beans, you throw it in the thing, you put the crispy stuff on top with cream and mushroom, you're done. Right? And your parents would say, no, eat this. This is the healthy stuff and eat the crunchy stuff on top. Yeah. So I can see how that has gone down to five.
Now, number four.
Four.
And this is being carried by a particular demographic. Mac and cheese has jumped up to number four. It's the number one side for Gen
Z. Okay.
This is not lobster mac and cheese. Well, this is mac and cheese in general.
And I think the reason why mac and cheese has maybe started to work its way up, because now the more different things you put in it, like you ever had like brisket mac and cheese?
Yeah, you can just put whatever.
You can do anything in it. And yeah, so yeah, mac and cheese to me, I'm high on that.
All right, number three.
There's another drop. God almighty. Stop it.
That's what happens when you fill in on the weekdays.
No.
Number three, this is my personal favorite. Sweet potatoes.
Mashed or just...
Yeah, it just says sweet potatoes, but I assume it's the mash with, you know, you get the cinnamon and the marshmallows on top. And
now,
it's
help
basically
me out.
Dessert.
I want the crew to answer. Is yams are different than sweet potatoes, or are they the same?
Pretty sure.
Because the yams have the, like, the whipped cream marshmallows on top, right, or no?
I think it's basically the same, but you can, you know, change it just subtly.
Okay, but it's very similar.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I'm a fan of the sweet potatoes.
Okay, so they are
slightly
different.
It's a different plant, actually.
Yeah, it's slightly different, yeah. But it's not different enough for us to...
It's a plant.
...for the general American to notice.
Yeah, they're from different plants. That's what the internet said.
Right. Uranus, that's a good planet.
I always loved it, especially as a kid, because, again, you get the marshmallows, cinnamon, sugar, and it's basically dessert for a side.
Yes.
It's masquerading as part of your meal.
And it looks like you're eating something healthier when you're doing the sweet potato. It's good stuff.
Especially when you get, like, a full sweet potato,
oh,
and then you can almost sell it, like, when you're putting butter and
Come
stuff.
Come on.
Like. Number two.
Number two.
Good old mashed potatoes.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that. A lot of butter, a lot of sour cream. And then if you do it up right, you make the little hole, and then you put the gravy in there. And
do a little volcano.
Oh, the volcano, yes.
And number one, this should come as no surprise to anybody, stuffing/dressing is America's favorite side for Thanksgiving.
Have they determined what is the proper terminology? Is it stuffing or dressing?
Well, it's stuffing when it's stuffed in the turkey and dressing otherwise.
So that's kind of like a casserole. That's the other thing that we've done a little different is... We do a seafood stuffing. I learned that from my sister-in-law. Shrimp, scallops, and you put it in the regular stuffing. Oh, my goodness.
So what's your ideal plate? Like, if you get to pick your...
Okay, if
you
I'm
get
making
one,
my
one
plate...
One protein, two sides here, Elf.
All right, I'm going the turkey, and I'm putting cranberry sauce on top of my turkey.
Okay, can we time out on cranberry sauce real quick? I don't understand the appeal.
I think it just adds that... You know, it's kind of that... It's not the sweet and sour thing, but it's just a little bit of... You either like cranberry sauce or you don't. And I don't love it, but like you said, once a year, this is when I have it. I don't ever buy cranberry sauce. It's like matzo ball soup. Unless I'm sick, I have it during the holidays, right? Cranberry sauce, I'm going to have a little bit with my turkey.
I'm with Baldy on this. It's the only thing that won't be on my plate this Thanksgiving is cranberry sauce.
Okay.
Everything else will.
No, listen, I might be alone on that. So turkey, cranberry sauce, and then I'm a trifecta side guy, right? I'm going to go either sweet potatoes or mashed potatoes. I'm absolutely going with the stuffing. And then it kind of depends. If they have cream style corn, which I'm a fan of, or the green bean casserole, I'll put a little scoop of that, and then I'm off and running.
Okay, so this year, my in-laws are from Germany, immigrated over. So we have, we're with them this Thanksgiving. We have German Thanksgiving stuff. So they have sides like Rotkohl, which is like pickled red cabbage, Knödel, which is like these
good dude
noodles, these little pastry noodle things that you put gravy on for a side. And, what's the other one?
A kidogi?
No, I don't remember. It's
Rotwurst?
a big potato dumpling kind of thing. And then
a knish.
No.
Okay.
And then if it's my family, so I'll get all of that except for the pickled red cabbage. That they put it in a big crock pot. I open it up and out.
It can peel the paint off the wall. Okay.
Now with my family though, turkey leg, obviously, green bean casserole, you gotta get some sweet potatoes and stuffing. You get all that right there. That's the ideal plate. And I get to take the extra leg home.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
To me, I'm a big fan of if there's a ham, and I know I've been nailed by this for 20 years. They're like, Elf, you Jewish? I said, listen, make it very simple. I like my ham smoked. I like my sausage and links, and I like my bacon crispy. So get the hell away from me, okay? However, I love a ham sandwich with a little mayo and Swiss cheese on real good bread, like that sweet Hawaiian bread that you can buy at the store. Oh, My goodness. Do that in the air fryer. Make it like a panini kind of style. Oh, my God.
The air fryer has been a game changer for leftovers,
unbelievable.
Too.
I actually got a griddle, and I love the griddle, but I found I would look at the griddle outside, then I would look at the air fryer inside, and I'm going, I'm going to go air fryer. I don't want to go outside.
Right.
No,
why would you want to go outside?
I don't want to go outside.
This right here.
It's right there.
So there you go, Elf. Those are your top sides. Thanks to America for voting on that and speaking your mind and keeping stuffing slash dressing.
We're only 24 hours away from getting ready to eat, eat, and eat.
I love it. All right.